The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Have you ever been really good and lost? I was about 12 years ago on the last day of a vacation at Lake Tahoe. A 76-year-old priest from the Tulsa Diocese named Father Pickett and I had planned to take a leisurely hike to Watson Lake in the Sierra Nevadas, but we couldn't find the trailhead. And the person who was dropping us off was getting frustrated with us because he wanted to go do something else. And so we saw what I thought was access to the Tahoe Rim Trail and figured it'll eventually take us to the right trail. Well, it didn't. 5 hours and 11 miles later, we were exhausted on something called the Tevis Equestrian Trail. And Father Pickett needed his medicine. It was 3 p.m, and soon it would be getting dark and cold up in the mountains. We were wearing shorts because it started out as a really warm day. Luckily, I was able to find a place where I could get a signal on my cell phone. And so I called 911. And they patched me into the Mountain Rescue Squad, who said we were still 5 miles from the nearest dirt road if we stayed on the right path in the dark, which we hadn't managed to do so far in the daylight. So they sent a helicopter to rescue us. In so doing, they turned what could have been a disaster into the high point of our trip. In addition to getting a bird's eye view of incredible scenery, we got to experience the kindness and impressive piloting skills of 3 members of the Placer County search and rescue team. They just kept saying, "That's what we're here for," and "Glad we could help," and "We're just happy that everyone's okay." They plucked us from a long, winding trail to nowhere and took us on a straight path to the Truckee, California airport. Well, in today's gospel, we get a glimpse of the impressive piloting skills of John the Baptist as he prepares a straight path across the desert for Jesus, whom God is sending to rescue us, who, spiritually speaking, have managed to get ourselves really good and lost on a long, winding trail to nowhere. And the way John prepares the way for Jesus is to get us to repent of our sins. He makes straight the Lord's path by getting us to make straight our own path. He warns us to get out of spiritual danger before it gets dark and begin to produce good fruit now while there's still time, because one is coming to judge us according to the path we are on and the fruit we do or do not produce. He says, "Every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. God will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire." By making straight our own paths this Advent, we at the same time make straight the path of the Lord, whose kingdom is at hand. He is coming to rescue those who are good and lost and know it. But we still need to respond if we want to be saved. 2 weeks ago, Pope Francis issued a very important document called Evangelii Gaudium, The Joy of the Gospel. You probably have seen some of it in the news. This is an apostolic exhortation, one of the most authoritative categories of papal documents. So this is a very big deal. I will be asking the priests of our diocese to study this document in preparation for a major discussion about the future direction of our diocese during our study days this coming March. Father Theo doesn't know this yet, but now he does. First priest in our diocese to know it. In Evangelii Gaudium, we get a glimpse of the impressive piloting skills of Pope Francis. Jesus is using him to prepare a straight path in a world that is full of people and countries like our own who have managed to get themselves really good and lost on a long and winding trail to nowhere. People have all kinds of needs, but often our greatest need is simply to have a life-changing experience of God's love and mercy, out of which we can then reset the direction of our life. Jesus wants to use people like you and me to help him do this, which is why Pope Francis says Jesus wants us to be missionary disciples, eager to bring the good news of salvation, especially to those who are farthest from the Lord and who need him the most. But to do so, we need to get to know Jesus better personally ourselves and be on the right path ourselves. Advent is a time to make straight the path of the Lord in our own lives and then in the lives of others who so much need the love the Lord offers them through us.